Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AUREUS medical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
All right, the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Welcome to our happy hour. We're here at our booth, our partners in crime, our partners in mischief, Arias Medical Staffing. Thank you for letting us come and just like kind of like piggyback on your booth.
Thank you for being here. We love to have you guys.
You guys had a hell of a crowd here like 10 minutes ago. Like right now, it's opposed hour, so people are at sessions and stuff. But like, you know, 15 minutes ago, your booth was chaos.
Yes, it gets quite busy at these events, and it keeps us on our toes, which is always very good.
I like it. So Arias Medical Staffing, our longtime sponsor, we hung out with you guys and met you guys in Miami, which is not a bad place to hang out with a bunch of PTs, the National Student Conclave, and you guys have been sponsor of our show, so I want to say thank you. But you guys have in-depth information, so I want to introduce yourselves. Let me know how long you've been doing the thing that you do, because this is what a lot of people either there, like Rachel here, who's going to be introduced in a second. Rachel German, say hi.
Hi.
That's Rachel. What Rachel's going to be doing very, very shortly, which is looking for a job, or if you're a professional who maybe would want to switch and go to a different location, you don't have to do all the heavy lifting on your own. Arias does that for you. You guys are all over the place. So introduce yourself from left to right on your radio dial.
My name is Jolene.
I was going to say, how long have you been here?
Oh gosh,
I forgot that part of the question. My name is Jolene, and I have been with Arias for going on 2 years now. So Okay. Yes, it's been great. I love it.
All right, Chelsea.
Yes, my name is Chelsea Klingensmith, and
I was waiting for you to say it because I saw your name written down. I had no idea how to pronounce your last name.
I know. It's a long one. Klingensmith. Yes.
I like it.
But I have been with Arias for over 3 years now, and I love working with students. So we are happy to answer any questions you have.
All right. So let's just do the quick and dirty. What do you do at Arias? Who are you working with? What do you do? What problem? Whose problem do you solve?
Yeah, so I primarily work with students. That is our main target audience. And so we like to solve their problems, the biggest one being finding a position.
Yeah.
And so we work with them every single day, starting out, you know, even if they're in their first year of school, we introduce ourselves, let them know we're a free resource. Throughout school, we're answering questions as they kind of start to wonder about what's out there for the job search. We're answering those questions. We're doing resume critiques, interview tips. And then when they get into that third year, and it's crunch time for the job, then we really dive into the positions that we have available and what we can offer for them as far as travel positions, full-time permanent positions, whatever we can do to get them employed after they graduate.
You do all of that?
Yes.
That's a lot of stuff.
And we travel to events like this, which is also very fun because we get to actually meet all of the students we work with, which is really cool.
That is cool. That's a lot. And I think I've said this before, especially because I had a break in my education. So I, you know, went through school, graduated from college, undergrad. Then I went to work and came back and realized you go to first grade. And after first grade is done, you go to second grade. And you keep going until, like, well, I guess you go to college. And when you're done with college, it's like, all right, pat on the back. Good luck. Out the door. Go do that thing you're supposed to do. And now you're like, well, I've always had another thing that's just been lined up for me. And then as soon as you graduate from that, it's like, oh, yeah, so now what am I supposed to do? It's almost like a disservice to students. It's like, but you guys are doing the things that they do because I'm supposed to have a resume. How does that actually work out for me? I don't really know how to do it. It should have my name at the top, right? It should have this. But you guys can kind of help navigate that as a resource. So that's fantastic. Chelsea, what are you doing? What are you doing at Arias?
Well, I love being able to come out and meet students in person. You know, there's a, you know, at staffing firms, you're on the phones a lot and you're not really out actually meeting the people you're talking to. And so Jolene and I are in student outreach, which means that we get to come out and actually meet you in person. So not only are we at the national shows like CSM, but we're also going to career fairs. You know, we're at the booths. And so we meet students there. We also give lunch and learn presentations. And so
which are what?
They're basically career development presentations. And so we go through resumes, you know, how to format a resume, what to put on there, like you mentioned. What not to put on there. Don't put a picture on your resume.
Don't do it. Just for me or anybody else?
Just you, Jimmy.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. That's for everyone. You know, we talk about what to put on resumes. We talk about interview tips, you know, the differences between phone interviews and face-to-face interviews. And then, of course, we also talk about travel just because, you know, it's a hot topic right now. There's a lot of traveling positions available for healthcare professionals, and that's a lot of what we help with.
What you do or a tip you might give a student in one of these, you know, lunch things might be the difference between them getting the job they want and not.
Yeah.
That's big.
That's huge.
That's a big resource.
Yeah.
So you're talking about students who might want to talk about travel because it is big. And look at that on cue, radio segue. We've got a student standing with us, Rachel, who works with the show, executive producer, but you're also graduating shortly.
Yes, in May.
University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Yes, yes. So I get the fun task now of actually figuring out how to get paid.
How do we get paid for doing the thing that you've been doing or working towards for the last couple of years?
Exactly. Like, I have no idea. So I'm like, all right, well, I don't know what I want to do when I graduate. I want to travel and see places. I know that part. And hey, look at this. We've got Aria's Medical.
This worked out well.
So we'll just do this. I wasn't planning this. So what we're doing right now is we're inside an actual conversation with a real-life student and staffers who deal with students from Aria's Medical. So what would the conversation be like if Rachel came to you and said, hey, guys, I'm graduating soon. I wouldn't mind traveling. Where do you start the process? What do you ask them first, or where do you begin?
That's a good question. So we're
thank you.
Yeah, you are so welcome. So we actually work with students who are in all stages of the game. So specifically for someone like Rachel, who's graduating here in a few months, we would mostly just talk about, you know, what are your preferences? What have your clinicals been like? What kind of experience do you have so far? But really, what are you looking for? Because if a student comes to us and they're telling us, oh, I'm looking in this very specific place, and if it's not something we're able to help with, we'll let you know, because we're not here to waste your time. We want you to be able to find the job that you want, and if it's not with us, then that's okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. I want to focus on that. Like, you know, I think a lot of times it solved the problem. Like, I think The Bachelor has ruined people, because the girls or the guys that go into those shows, it's like, I need to get that guy.
Totally.
But you don't need to get that job if that job isn't right for you. You, as Aria's, want to find the right job, because that's going to keep that person there.
Exactly. Because, okay, well, I wonder about The Bachelor. I don't even watch it, but
should.
Do all the girls that go into it, do they all actually like Nick?
I don't know.
I mean,
wait, you must watch it because you know his name.
I only know who Nick is because
we all
Jolene
talk about it in the office.
Yes.
Well, I have a roommate and she watches it, so I've been sucked into a couple of little episodes. But it just makes me annoyed because that shouldn't be how, number one, love or a job should be. Find the one that matters, not the one that you're going to win the Bachelor with.
Right.
Yes.
It's not a competition.
Right.
No.
So where do you go from there? So what's up next? What would you ask Rachel? Let's actually do it.
Okay.
You actually want me to ask the question?
Whatever, yeah. Well, you're the one with questions.
Well, and that's the thing, too. When someone comes in and says that they want to talk about travel, I'll ask, well, what do you know about travel right now, and what questions do you have? So
I have to take boards in April, right? And before I take my boards, I have to send in all this paperwork that says where I'm going to get licensed. What do I do if I don't know where I'm going to work?
That is also a really great question. So we get that quite frequently. And the nice thing is you have options. I mean, a lot of students, they might get their first license in their hometown just because it's kind of like a nice safety net. So you can get it in your home state. Other students, they'll get it wherever they're getting their degree. So wherever you're going to school, you could get it in that state. Those students who are real risk takers, really flexible, really ready to just bust out of the gates on a travel assignment, then they will talk with us a little bit more. We'll get them in touch with a recruiter. The recruiters actually know where all the jobs are at. We'll kind of get a good idea of where there's a good chance there's going to be a lot of options for you to choose from. And you can take the risk and go ahead and get your first license in whatever state that we have the most positions in or would be the most likely. Of course, it's one of those things where we can't absolutely guarantee it that early in the game, but it is always an option too to just get your license in a really quick license state with a lot of positions that are available. And then as soon as you're ready to go, we'll hopefully get you into one of those. So a couple different options, just kind of depending on, you know, the type of person that you are. Yeah. I know I'm not a very big risk taker, so I would probably be the one to get it in my home state. That way I just have it for a safety net. So I know if I ever want to go home, I already have it, but there are options for you.
So if I want it, so if I got my license in Wisconsin, because that's where I'm going to school, and then I wanted to transfer it because I get my license there and I'm like, oh, well, didn't actually get the job there, then what?
Also a good question. So we will help you out with that whole process. So if you have your license there, but you take a position in Texas, then we'll be helping you out with that timing process, making sure you're able to get that license transferred in a timely manner so you can still start your travel assignment. Okay. And best part about it, we'll reimburse you for any additional state licenses
Jackpot.
That you need while awesome. You're traveling with us. So
Ballpark. Like I work in Virginia right now, but someone calls with an awesome position in Chicago tomorrow. How long does that take?
It depends on the state.
Oh,
I know.
This is scary.
I know.
name sucks.
All states are different. And so to piggyback off of what Jolene was saying, you know, there are some states, for instance, Washington takes 3 to 4 months to get in.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, for real. And California is about the same right now. And so, you know, let's say that that's your home state, but you don't know if you want to work in Washington first, for instance. I don't recommend getting that one first just because you're going to have to wait that 3 to 4 months before you can even start a position.
Well, can you do a temp license in some of the, I know some states allow, some states don't. It's so annoying how like, there's a chart I found online.
Oh, totally.
And even the chart was hard to read.
Yes.
Because a lot of them don't even use the same, you know, terms for
things.
Totally.
Yeah.
So
you guys deal with all that.
We do.
So you solved my problem for me. I'll just call you.
You must love the Interstate Licensure Compact that's coming up.
Oh my gosh. No, and we would love that. And we have so many students who ask about it because, you know, we also, our company also works with nurses who have compact licenses. And so it makes things so easy for them. But so it'll be very nice when PT comes up with that because you do need to have a state license in each state you want to work in.
Yeah. What's the easiest state to transfer a license from to, if you had to pick your like dream state, student was like, I'm going to work here. And you're like, sweet.
That's a good question. I know. I mean, the one that always comes to my mind is Texas. It's funny because we're in San Antonio right now. But it's a really quick license. It takes like 1 to 2 weeks, I believe. That's the one that always comes to my mind because we usually always recommend one of those quicker licenses. And like Chelsea was mentioning, they range from, you know, it takes a week for you to get it to 3 to 4 months. And so we usually, the easiest ones to transfer to are those quick license states, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when we say transfer, that's probably not the correct word, just because you will have to fill out an application for each place you want to go to. And so, you know, let's say you get your first license in Wisconsin and then you want to go to North Dakota, which is only 48 hours.
Right.
Which I know is where you want to go.
Exactly.
But yes, you do have to fill out the application information and send in everything.
Okay.
So you're not transferring a license, you're just getting a license in another state as well.
Exactly.
So it's like getting a driver's license in every state.
Yes. And you don't have to take the exam in every state.
No.
I know we get that question a lot. You do have to take the JP exam if the state requires it, but you don't have to take the board exam in every state.
Thank goodness.
All right. What else is a student who's who wants to do travel want to know?
Here's a big one from students. And actually, this is a question off of Twitter. So Alex Shapiro from Twitter says, is traveling right out of school a good idea or should I establish a solid foundation of practice first?
Okay, we get that question pretty often and it's a good question to ask. It really depends on the student. You know, if you have a student who traveled for clinicals and is okay with having a shorter training period, you know, they might not necessarily have that one-on-one mentorship for the first 8 weeks they're there because travel assignments are 13 weeks long. You know, a permanent position might be better for that person. Mm-hmm. If they are wanting a long training period, you know, they really want to ease into things, permanent is the way to go. But travel is a great option for people who maybe don't know what setting they want to be in or don't know where they want to be geographically.
Right.
It's a great way to get different experiences because you can take a position in a skilled nursing facility first and then you can go to an outpatient clinic. You know, it's totally up to you. So I would say it depends on the person, but for someone who's interested in traveling, I would get in touch with a staffing firm and just ask those questions and find out if it's right for you. Because and that's something that we work with a lot is just helping students realize, is travel something that I want to do? A lot of people need to have all the facts first.
Right. And we say students a lot, but I mean, I got my first job out of school locally to where I was living. And then I was thinking I didn't want to stick around. I knew it wasn't a good fit. I want to move. And I called Sunny, another RA staff member.
Yeah.
And she was like real, I'd say present, but not like, you know, overbearing about it. Like, where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
Yes.
Think about that. Then call me in a week.
Exactly.
And I was like, cool. Yes. I didn't need to answer everything right away. So that was good. But we say students a lot, but you can be a current PT and do
absolutely.
This.
This is, we work with therapists of all experience levels.
Okay.
I've heard that some people work with multiple recruiting companies. How does that work? And what's your perspective on that?
Yes, and that's also another very common thing that happens and we get asked about. As a staffing agency, as a student outreach coordinator, as just a resource to students, I want nothing more than for you guys as students or other therapists to have all the options possible laid out right in front of you. So that being said, you're more than welcome to research, you know, with as many companies as you want. We do recommend that if you choose to, you know, work with a couple different travel companies at a time, just make sure you keep track of everything.
Yeah.
You know, have everybody wrote down, know who your recruiter is, what company they work for.
Not wasting your own time, not wasting the company's time, not wasting a possible employer's time.
Yes, yes. And just as a general rule of thumb, I know those of us in student outreach, we usually say, you know, try not to work with more than three just for your own sanity's purpose and trying to keep track of everything. But That would be my biggest advice, is if you're going to do it, you're more than welcome so that you have all those options.
Sure.
But just make sure you keep track of it so you're not, you know, calling someone who you think works for another company when they really work for Arius or something.
And that's happened.
Like that. Yes.
Oh, ouch.
Yes.
That can't be a good feeling when you get that call.
No.
So, all right, so these are kind of bare bones. Like, how do I get health insurance? And with Travel PT, because you're bumping around, how do you get health insurance? Where do I pay my taxes?
Yes.
What's all of that?
Rachel, are you ready for the numbers?
So
I'm about to lay some down on you.
Okay.
Okay, so you are eligible for health insurance the first of the month following 28 days of employment. So,
oh, wow, I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes, so let's say that you start a position today. You wouldn't be eligible until April 1st for health insurance.
Okay.
We have done day one insurance in the past at Arius, and we have found that this just works a lot better for us and our travelers. So I know a lot of people ask, okay, well, what happens when I'm between assignments? Also a good question. You need to know. So what you need to do is maintain a minimum average of 30 hours a week worked during your 13-week long assignment. Okay, so let's say that you finish your assignment, you worked 40 hours a week the entire time, and you want to take 2 weeks off to, you know, just hang out, travel to your other assignment, whatever you want to do. Well, once 2 weeks have passed, you know, you're about at a 33-hour week average, and once that third and fourth week hit, you're going to be under that 30-hour week average.
Okay.
And so you will have to go through the eligibility period again. With that being said, most of our travelers only take 1 to 2 weeks off in between their assignments anyway, so most people don't have problems with it, but our benefits and insurance department is awesome, and they'll keep in touch with you saying, hey, Rachel, you're about to dip below your average.
Okay.
So
you guys keep track of that too?
Our benefits and insurance department does. I can't claim to know everything that goes on there.
Yes. You guys' company, that's cool.
Just like the magic happens over there.
Yes, the numbers are over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. Here's something else I was thinking about. So I'm in a state, and if I'm changing states every contract, where do I pay taxes?
Yes.
Because I've filed returns in multiple states before, and it's a pain.
Yes. We always do recommend, you know, if you have a lot of really in-depth tax questions, always refer to your accountant or a tax professional.
I totally have an accountant. On speed dial.
But, you know, just as a general rule of thumb, when you travel, it's good to have a tax home, is what we call it, is your tax home. You know, maybe right now, I know, Rachel, you're in Wisconsin right now.
Yeah.
And if you have a home address there, like a permanent address or even your parents' address, that is your tax home, and you can file all your taxes through that particular state, even though you've been working in other states.
Oh, okay.
We actually tend to work with Travel Tax, and that is a wonderful resource, traveltax.com. Go take a look at it. The man who runs it is amazing. He used to be a respiratory therapist, so he totally understands.
He gets it,
yes, and he worked in numerous states.
Okay.
And so he totally understands. He's an awesome resource for those questions.
And my other question is, do I have to commit to a time period with you guys? I know some travel companies are like, you have to work with us for a year. What about you guys?
We do not have anything like that. So if you want to take one travel assignment with us and then you realize travel isn't for you, then you can go on your merry way. So we don't have you sign any sort of year-long contract. There's no predetermined amount of time that you need to travel. So the only contract you're signing is for that specific assignment.
Cool.
Okay.
Because that'd be scary.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I don't know, claustrophobic a little bit. Like, I haven't done this yet, and you're asking me to lock it up for a year or something.
Exactly. It's a big decision.
Yeah.
It totally is.
And you want, and you, the clinic, and the PT, the student, wants it to be right.
Yes.
So if you're going to lock me up for a year, none of us are going to be happy. So it's good that you guys don't do that.
Well, and we actually have, to go along with that, we actually have some students who, you know, are looking for a really specific permanent position, but they're like, well, I haven't found anything yet and I really need to start working. I'll just take a travel assignment and continue to look for that permanent position for after I finish this assignment.
Right. That's
and
cool.
So, and so if we had to lock people into a year with that, you know, we just wouldn't have as many people traveling.
Yeah.
And we want to help as many people as we can.
Cool.
How often do people extend their contracts?
That is a very common thing. If there's a place that you're really enjoying, maybe you're not ready to pick up and move to your next contract right away.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times if the facility is able to keep you on and you want to stay, then they'll go ahead and offer you an extension. And those are things too, while you're on assignment, you know, be vocal about those types of things. If you really like it, be vocal with your account manager with us at Arius, and also the people within the clinic or the hospital that you're working at, be vocal about that. And extensions happen very frequently. So if you want to add a couple weeks on to your contract, double the contract, whatever the case may be.
It's I end up in like Reno and I'm like, I never want to leave.
Yes. And bringing up that point too, with not wanting to leave, we do have an option called match hire as well. And so that's where you can start a position in a travel contract. And then if the facility, you know, has the power to bring you on full time and you want to stay full time, then we can roll that over into a permanent position. It's kind of like a try before you buy type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Like the rent to own furniture.
Kind of.
We're the ace rent to own of staffing. Yes.
I like it.
There you go.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Awesome.
Quick break. When we come back, we got to do three questions, which is actually powered by RAS Medical Staffing.
Cool.
Back in the PT Podcast. Don't move.
Like what you hear? Leave us a review on iTunes. It's not like our moms can keep giving us 5 stars every day. Or can they?
Considering a travel assignment over the holidays? Or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AURUSmedical.com.
We talk physical therapy, drink beer, and record it.
Oh, and we share it with you for free.
But instead of having you pay to hear our show, we just want you to
pay it forward.
Tell a PT friend about the show.
Share it on social media.
And click the subscribe button on iTunes or Google Play so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
Go have another beer. We won't charge you.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
We're back in the PT Pinecast. They say the best conversations happen at happy hour. Today, conversation, we're in the exhibit hall at CSM 2017 here in San Antonio. Three questions powered by our friends at RAS Medical Staffing, answered by our friends at RAS Medical Staffing. First time.
Okay, cool.
Here we go. First question. Since you are travel experts, where is someplace you wouldn't mind living and working for a 13-week assignment?
Oh, that's a good one. We're based out of Nebraska. I'm born and raised in Nebraska. Not a huge fan of winters.
Me
I don't like
neither.
Snow. I would go to Scottsdale or Phoenix in a heartbeat.
Somewhere hot.
Absolutely. With a lot to do, a lot of outdoor activities. You can
hike,
get places quickly.
Mountain
yes.
bike.
Totally.
Rattlesnake hunting. I don't know. There's things
there. I'm not sure about that, but.
Jolene, same question. What do you got? Where are you going to go?
All right. So I was also born and raised in Nebraska. Actually, I grew up in a town of 400 people,
Ooh.
So I definitely wouldn't want to go anywhere too big, too claustrophobic.
So too big, like 600 people? Too big,
you know, yeah, that you're pushing it, especially when you get to 1,000. But no, really, I would be the one, kind of like what Chelsea said, outdoorsy, a little more rural. If I had to pick a place,
You have to pick a place.
Oh my gosh, I have to pick a place. Probably go like to Northern California.
Okay.
They have farm country up there. You know, it's much different than Southern California.
A little different.
You can still experience the seasons, but yet you can go to the ocean.
Okay.
Just the best of all the world.
And
like
wine.
And
yes,
wine.
And it's wine country, so maybe I can find a type of wine that I like.
There you
and
go.
It'd be the real deal. It'd be from Napa.
Okay. Second question, what are you reading now or maybe recently read that really inspired you?
You know, I recently just read, I finished it like a week ago, When Breath Becomes Air.
Man, you're like the 12th person who's brought that up. I have to read this book.
Oh my gosh. Should I bring up a different book?
No. I like the fact that it keeps coming up.
Yeah, so actually my husband recommended it to me. He is in his fourth year of medical school, and it was written by a neurosurgeon who finds out that he has lung cancer, stage 4 lung cancer, and so... you know, it kind of goes through his struggles of wanting to work as a neurosurgeon during his illness. You know, kind of what is his life's purpose? And
yeah.
I mean, he's a very, very interesting man. He has his master's, I believe, in literature, and he's obviously a neurosurgeon. He's just very intelligent, and it kind of goes through his struggles, but it was just very touching. And
hairs on my arm are standing up. That's cool. You're like the 12th person who's brought that up, so I have to read this
it's
book.
It's fantastic.
Now.
You should.
Okay. What's something that inspired you, Jillian? What do you like?
All right. Well, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to follow that up.
Yeah,
but,
good luck.
You know, so I'm actually taking a professional development class right now. And while we just finished the book Conflict Happens, that's not the one I'm going to talk about. I just started reading the book called Flipping the Switch.
Okay.
And it's all about personal accountability and asking the question behind the question, which to me is very applicable to being able to help students, actually. And, you know, they ask me questions, but they might not really know if they're asking the right questions. And so me learning how to ask, you know, questions right back to them to maybe help them determine what the right questions are to get the best answers out of our conversations is probably just top of mind what has been the most helpful book that I've read. And like I said, because I'm in that professional development class right now, I'm reading all books like that. I think the last book I read for fun was Girl on the Train, which was also a very good book.
Mm-hmm. All right, different third question for you guys.
Okay.
What's the number one thing someone going into a travel assignment needs to pay attention to before taking that assignment?
Oh,
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
One of the number one things that you need to keep in mind or pay attention to when you're going into your first travel assignment or your travel career in general is just the importance of being flexible,
yeah,
being open-minded. It's going to bring you lots and lots of opportunities if you remain flexible, remain open-minded. You know, maybe we don't have your dream job position in that ideal setting, in that ideal location yet. But as long as you can start working on a travel assignment, get that experience, you're going to get that much closer to that dream job because, hey, it's only 13 weeks.
Right.
And so in 13 weeks, you could be in your dream job.
Okay. Same thing. Same question. What do you got?
I would say communication. I can't tell you how many people we have who are like, yes, I'm interested in this. Or they tell us, oh, I'm open to these 5 different states. And then when it really boils down to it, they're open to one city and one state. And so no matter what it is, just be open with us. Be honest. We will do the same for you. We kind of expect it of you. If you say you're open to 5 states, cool. We'll tell you about positions there. But then when you start saying, well,
I really want this one.
Yes. I really wanted this city, though. So
Right. Just
communicate open and honestly, and we'll do the same thing for you.
Cool. I like it. Website where people can find out more information about Arias.
www.ariusmedical.com.
Okay.
And that's A-U-R-E-U-S.
Arias.
Yeah.
Cool. Appreciate you guys having us out here at the booth at CSM. Looking forward to talking to a lot more people about getting them placed in the field of physical therapy and more.
Yes. Absolutely.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
We're working our brain and our brachioradialis at the same time. This is the PT Pinecast, brewed by Arias PT Staffing. Want a job? Ask Arias.
Podcasting. It's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pinecast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, driving fast and turning left. Shake and bake, boys!
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online at ptpinecast.com. Let's see what this button does.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.